My name is Sam Schlauch, and I'm the Director of Public Relations for Augustana College. And it's really our privilege and pleasure to be up in the city of Clinton today. We're excited to announce a new partnership, and this is about all the talking I'm going to do, because I'm going to turn it over to the wonderful people behind me to explain a little bit about why we are here and what we look forward to in the future. So first, to kick it off, I'll introduce City Administrator for the City of Clinton, Jessica Kinzer. Jessica.
Thank you, Sam. When I learned of Augustana's Sustainable Working Landscapes Initiative project, I could barely contain my enthusiasm. After working with the mayor and council to prepare our 2014 and 2015 strategic plan, I realized how long the list of projects was and how limited our human and financial resources were. As part of the application process for Augustana, we had to compile a list of projects that could pair with their potential course offerings for 2015-2016. Nearly every project submitted by the City of Clinton ties back to either our strategic plan or our 2032 comprehensive plan. This partnership means that these plans will no longer have to sit on a shelf, and we will begin to move forward as an organization and as a community with priorities for improving our operations and our quality of life. The citizens of Clinton will see resulting outcomes from many of the projects to be completed. I'm not going to go through an exhaustive list, but we'll just touch on a few. One of the projects that we're going to look into is a regional transportation plan and a transit route study. We want to see if there's a way that our transit service in Clinton can serve the communities of Fulton and Comanche, and how we can better offer route offerings to the citizens in Clinton. We also want to look at a regional recreation trail system proposal to figure out how we can connect ourselves for bike and pedestrian travel as a region as well, and provide a higher quality of life by improving outdoor recreational opportunities. We also want to look at a region as what do we have to offer in terms of amenities and attractions. There are a lot of things in our region to do that or to learn about, and so we're hoping to not only create more tourist opportunities for those from outside the region, but also to make ourselves tourists in our own backyards as well. One of the biggest things that citizens will see is a citizen survey conducted. The city has not done this since we can try and pin it back to some point in the 90s. A citizen survey is a great way for us to determine the programming and needs of the community, listening to a broad spectrum in a statistically sound way. We expect that the results of this survey will be used for years to come in planning our programming and priorities as a community. The Augustana will also be working a lot with our Downtown Clinton Alliance, specifically on some projects that they had laid out, looking at design standards for the downtown area, transportation and parking issues and potential solutions, as well as upper floor housing feasibility. All of these items are targeted to make downtown more livable and functional for residents and business owners alike. Another very important aspect that Augustana will help us with is taking the results of our tree inventory that we are going to be conducting in the very near future and turning that into an urban forest management plan. With the looming threat of the emerald ash borer, it's very important that we have a plan and that we can be proactive to some of the problems that we know our community will face in the future. Another area which is directly connected to current projects happening in Clinton is a rain barrel program. Individuals who live on the north end of the city are very aware of the long-term control plan and some of the sewer separation programs that we have. We want to encourage individuals to be able to handle and manage some of their own stormwater on their property and do it in an environmentally friendly way, and Augustana is going to help us with the outreach and programming development for that outreach. Another project which is going to be very exciting is a senior citizen fire prevention campaign. We do a great job of reaching out to a lot of constituent groups, but seniors are the ones that we do have concerns that making sure that we have hit them as a target audience for making sure that they have working smoke detectors in their homes. So we have a very broad breadth of projects that we are looking to work on. Our partnership with Augustana will also involve multiple entities working together to see these projects through. This includes the Clinton Area Chamber of Commerce, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Clinton Regional Development Corporation, the Downtown Clinton Alliance, and the cities of Comanche and Fulton, Illinois. Over the years, we have learned that working together is the only way that we will succeed as a region. 2015 and 2016 are years that are looking full of promise for the region and for Clinton. Regionally, we have the opening of the Thompson Prison underway, which will provide an economic impact of jobs and other investment. Locally, we are seeing redevelopment of longtime vacant buildings in downtown Clinton into revitalized residential units, which will bring people and life back to downtown. To manage a city well, you need to recognize that people have options when it comes to living or relocating or opening a business. If we as a city are not actively working towards improving the services and quality of life of our community, we are failing to recognize the ability to choose the positive or negative impact of being the place everyone wants to leave or the place where everyone wants to live. Being part of Augustana's Sustainable Working Landscapes Initiative will provide us with the ideas and resources to make Clinton the best choice to live, work, and play. On behalf of the City of Clinton, thank you for selecting us as your partner. We are looking forward to the infusion of the ideas, creativity, and innovation of Augustana students and faculty, and are excited for the possibilities this partnership holds for the future of Clinton and our region. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. I'll now ask Dr. Michael Reisner, who's the director of the Upper Mississippi Center at Augustana College, which is heading up the Sustainable Working Landscapes Initiative. Dr. Reisner is also a member of the Environmental Studies faculty. Dr. Reisner?
Well, thanks for coming today. I'm as excited as Jessica is to be here today. It culminates about a 12 to 18 month process where we thought about trying to do this type of initiative and actually launched it and then met with cities to engage. And this is our inaugural Sustainable Working Landscapes Initiative. And so what is this? So what this is, it's really a transformative partnership between Augustana College and the City of Clinton. And it's for an academic year. And in a nutshell, what we're going to do is existing courses at Augustana College are going to tackle Clinton-identified sustainability projects. And the sustainability projects I want to talk about, they're broadly defined to be social sustainability issues, economic sustainability issues, and environmental sustainability issues. And this initiative is really a paradigm shift. It's not the college coming to the City of Clinton and say, hey, we want to do this really cool project, help us out. What we did last fall is we actually sent out a request for proposals to a group of cities and counties in the region, said, you tell us your sustainability needs, and we're going to go find the Augustana faculty and students to help you tackle the problems you identify. So they're your community needs, and we'll do our best to help advance those needle on those needs. And in response to that request for proposal, the City of Clinton identified about a dozen projects. Jessica did a great job of highlighting some of them. And they really do span the spectrum from social sustainability to economic sustainability to environmental sustainability. And our goal is somewhere between 250 and 300 students in probably 10 to 15 courses from the humanities and the social sciences and the natural sciences are going to tackle these projects next year in the structure of existing courses. So, well, what are the benefits? I think Jessica really talked about the benefits to the city is in a time of stable and then sometimes declining resources, it's going to provide some resources to actually try to solve some of these challenges that the City of Clinton is facing. From Augustana's perspective, it's going to really create some really innovative learning experiences for our students. We know they want to be involved in their community right now. This is going to give them a chance to do something in their community when they're still in college. I think from my perspective, both as an administrator and a faculty member, it's going to give the students a chance to take what they've learned in their courses, take what they've learned in their major, and apply it to the real world. They're going to have to look at the problem that the City of Clinton has posed. They're going to have to synthesize what they've learned in class and then create some new knowledge in the terms of solutions that they can present to the City of Clinton. And the other thing the students are going to get to do is to really collaborate authentically with community partners. And that includes the City of Clinton, the small businesses, the Chamber of Commerce, and the everyday citizens that get involved in these projects in one aspect or another. And I think more long-term, I think it really is Augustana's ability to build a more long-term relationship with the City of Clinton and other cities in the region, and realizing that these problems are not going to be solved overnight. These are ongoing problems that you're going to have to work on them year after year after year. And bigger picture, our hope is that the Sustainable Working Landscape Initiative will really build more resilient communities in the working landscapes of the Upper Mississippi. And by resilient, I mean stronger local and regional economies, more livable communities, healthier individuals, and at the same time, preserving the ecosystems that we depend on for the services for both current and future generations. And with that, I want to thank City of Clinton for applying and to be in our first inaugural partner.
Thank you, Dr. Reisner. At this time, I'll also now call on Dr. Perina Lawrence. Perina is the Provost and Dean of the College at Augustana College. Dr. Lawrence.
Thank you, Sam. And I'll be relatively brief. So I just wanted to share with you, 3 years ago, we had the vision for establishing the Upper Mississippi Center at Augustana. And our goal at that point was to get ourselves embedded in our community. We were always part of this community, but we really wanted to be part of the Quad Cities and the broader region, to engage with this community, to be partners with this community, and help our students learn as well as solve community problems. So when we started out with this initiative, this is again grown and morphed, and it takes life of its own, but it really was all about partnerships. We didn't want to come and solve your problems and tell you what to do. We wanted to work together with you and have you identify the problems. It, as Michael mentioned, it's often the case that, you know, we'll come to you and say, this is the project we want you to do, or we want to actually complete, and would you let us do it? And you become the subject, and that was never the goal. The goal here was always to build relationships, to become Augustana College of the Quad Cities. So really, we are serving you, you are helping us, we are learning from one another, and that's what this, we are really excited about this partnership. It's wonderful to see a vision come to fruition, and it's, this is the inaugural project that we are beginning with, and it is one of, I couldn't have dreamt of a better project in many ways. There are so many angles, there are so many disciplines. I mean, when I'm looking at all the different courses that are going to participate in this, from sociology, accounting, business, marketing, graphic design, is the vast array of what a liberal arts college has to offer. And that's the exciting part, that we can engage our students. You know, we want to teach our students complex problem solving and want them to be socially responsible, but we do this in the classroom. And this, what a wonderful way to get our students to solve complex problems by actually solving complex problems, right? To learn about ethical citizenship by engaging with citizens, by learning about social responsibility, by going out and being socially responsible. And so these are our values have stayed consistent, but we now actually get to practice these and have them experience these values and grow in them. So we are very, very excited about it and delighted that you are our first set of partners that we are going to be working with. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Lawrence. This concludes today's press conference. The individuals behind me will be available for interviews or to talk more with you about the projects. Once again, we're so grateful that the City of Clinton and Augustana have this new partnership together. We look forward to the projects as they kick off this fall. And thanks for having us, and enjoy the rest of your day.